All right, y'all, what we learned this week?
Oh, what I learned, I didn't know you could fucking just use half of your mouth for years.
Uh-huh.
What? Huh? Yeah. When did we talk about that?
We didn't. Does it always have to be what we talked about? It no, could be no, shit that happened in my personal... Yeah, yeah, it could happen in... And I learned that fucking King Kuta had a fucking half of his mouth that was under construction.
That's nigga shit.
For like 3 years. And he just avoided fucking bringing food to it in order to stay to pain free.
That's why the voice is like that too, because not enough.
Oh,
has his voice, right?
He just got a funny... He don't look like how he sound.
Like, what? Like
so
Nook D?
So who he sound like? Like if you had to pick somebody.
Is he Shy D?
He sound like a cartoon character.
Like he holding his nose or some shit?
No. Yeah. Is that what you learned, man? What are we doing? I just said that I'm
explaining. Ask.
I'm just saying that I didn't know.
This nigga just said ask correctly.
Right, and that's the first time. Like,
what the fuck?
He ain't chopping shit no more.
Say it again.
He can't without focusing.
Say it again. Say, ask me a question.
Ask me a question.
No, don't put a pause. Ask me a question.
Ask me a question.
He's still paused. He's still got that comma in there somewhere. But no, I didn't know I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know you could avoid like...
That's wild, right? How do you... I guess you just get used to it.
No, yeah. You just bring shit to the right.
So what? It's just like...
He had a cavity in one of his teeth on, like, let's say the left side. He's been chewing on his right side for 3 years.
But you fucked that side up, too, because it's more wear and tear on that side because you're avoiding the other side versus you can have some like a even chew. Just imagine you just grind your teeth just on one side.
My nigga, we do not need a dental technician lesson.
But you know it's food, right? I don't know if he's eating sandpaper. Yeah, but it's just gonna be food, bro. It's not like
But I'm sure it's wearing it down some type of way. And
he can go to the dentist and take care of that.
He overused that shit. Finally.
He did. So because you were
high and dating.
Dating and high. But yeah, that's what he said. He went to go get a cleaning. And they figured it out. They're like, you just fucked up. You got to get this right now.
So are you telling me they was just only cleaning one side of his mouth too?
I guess he didn't go get cleaning.
Maybe he had.
He's left, not doing that every 6 months.
It's like only washing one side of your car. The other side is just fucked up. Just filthy. Just dirty.
I actually, full disclosure, there are times where I'll go to the car wash, but it does the whole thing. But I only vacuum my shit. Like the driver's side.
Really?
Right, nigga, because that's the only side that I'm in.
I got it. So nobody roll with you.
Right.
So nothing else is really fucked up.
That's not really
fucked up. Well, this is different. I thought you was pulling some bullshit like A-Love's side is fucked up and your side is good. And you're just like, here, A-Love, see how my side, your side
but
is? Look
there
at mine.
May be some shit over there too, but again, that ain't my side. You know what I mean? So I don't, right now I'm in a hurry or something, right? Like say I was on here to the show.
It don't take that much time to just hit that other side real quick.
It's hot too outside, right? It's
hot outside. Lean over, nigga, and hit that too. J-Man, that's fucked up.
I just, fucked up for who?
It's fucked up.
If I'm giving you a ride, you gonna turn it down because there's some shit on the floor?
So one side of the vehicle is clean, the other side. So
I've done that.
And I bet the kids probably pay attention. No, I'm not fucked up. I'm not getting on the dirty
side. No,
them
niggas are the reason why that shit is fucked up in the back seat. So I don't fucking give a fuck what they think. That's your mess.
They get eat up by ticks and ants back there. It just don't matter. Your shit is just good. You insect free up front.
I'm straight.
I learned that we're in path to the Hunger Games. No, this is just the beginning.
Maybe. If we listen to Be Honest. And that's why we need to hit that gun show up.
Well, yeah. We going... It's not this weekend.
22nd.
22nd.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Do you pay to get in?
Or yeah, it's like maybe $10.
That's the one at Cobb, right?
You just buy the guns.
That's one at Cobb.
This one is in Lawrenceville.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Do they give you the FBI on the spot? So the FBI shit happens on the spot?
They don't
too?
Do FBI shit at gun shows.
Oh, okay. So you just got to go to that yourself afterwards for the serial number to be under your name?
Nah, it's totally different, I think.
I'm going. My brother also
person
said
person to
person
sales
one.
Or don't require a background check.
Right. You just need the receipt. Right. Yeah, I don't know your name. Right. Oh, okay.
Well, it won't. See, that's this, and this is why it's so important. If you own a gun and you sell it, you have to keep records
because that's what I'm saying.
Because there's nothing linking that serial number to the new owner until they get caught with it.
Right.
So they could shoot somebody and throw the gun down. They're gonna come find you. That's why you have to have a receipt that you sold the gun to them with the serial number. Man, I'm going to take a picture, a video. I'm just not going to ever sell none of my guns. That's the way I'm going to do it. I'm just going to keep what I got, and I'll never sell it.
Yeah.
And if somebody shoots somebody with that, it's because they stole it. If they steal it, you got to report it.
Immediately.
So don't get caught with somebody else with your gun shooting it, because they're going to blame you still.
And if you don't got a rifle, gotta get a rifle.
Why?
Fucking range, nigga. You want a nigga all up on your house first, nigga? I want to get a nigga down the street.
And as I told you, there are no houses that you've ever lived in where you have a mile of just open space to shoot a nigga.
I don't need a mile, though, but I need more than a pistol, nigga, range. I want
to... J-Man think he about to go
run. But the law won't protect you until he's in front of your house.
This nigga think he about to stand on top of his roof, be honest, and
shoot
just
a mile away.
Watch that nigga going down.
It's trees, nigga. You ain't
gonna... He got night vision, nigga. With a fucking laser.
But they're trees and curves.
But listen, it doesn't
that
matter.
Nigga he got thermal.
Have you been to J-Man's house?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. If you stand on Jamie Mac's the top of his porch right there, you know what
I'm saying? I'm scared of heights, nigga. No. Shit is high.
I'm saying, but yeah, but let's say you stand right there, right? Mm-hmm. You can look in all the directions. Yep. You will not see a mile. You might see 300 feet in every direction. It's trees and other houses and curbs, and it's all. You're not going to be able to shoot a nigga down the street from his house.
Yeah. 300 feet is all I. Look, so again, a pistol ain't going to get me. I can probably get 300 feet with a pistol. Like, not accurately. Shotgun? Nah, not really.
Not it won't reach that far.
Right. That's why you need the fucking... That's why. I don't want, nigga, 300 feet close. You know what I mean?
You, because, what you say? That's why you need a grenade launcher?
No, a rifle. Because if another motherfucker got a rifle and he could sit at his house over there down the block and shoot up your shit...
This is the point of this mood. I got rifles.
Yeah, see, so, I don't. That's why we got to hit that shit up.
Yeah,
or,
we going.
Or you can sell me one.
We're no.
He just said he's
like, I can't sell it.
But you know I'm not going to kill a nigga.
You might do some dumb shit. What you call it? Wiley? What do you say? What do you say?
Might find and kill a vulture.
Right. You're going to kill a vulture and get me put in prison for 15 years for killing an endangered species.
And then you know that we're both the same color, right? So they won't even know.
They look alike.
Like, I just put
so you admitting that now?
No.
You just did. We didn't say no immediately afterwards.
Because that was very sarcastic of me when I said that.
It didn't sound sarcastic. It sounded like it was like real.
Put some juices and berries in my shit and run down the street shooting niggas. Niggas would be like, that nigga be honest.
We learned Jay Smoove he's a trooper, man. He did it. He went through a whole show on the edible.
But he's also a faker.
Yeah, he's one of them niggas.
He's one of them niggas.
No, I'm gonna tell you something.
I'm fucked something. Up,
no,
baby.
No, I'm gonna tell you with this dumb shit, I don't have to really fake. Be honest, I thought you was looking out at the motherfucking cameras when I went to the car. Cause a nigga I stumbled a little bit going out the fucking front door, closing it, and then when I got around to the car, I almost fell at the fucking car. I was like, man, chill out.
Do you think that I'd sit and watch you when you
leave? Why the fuck
would I do that?
Well, you every time your light come on, nigga, you pull up the cameras come on. You know what I'm saying? In the black community, we don't even have cameras. We have to sit, wait till the nigga get in the house and the alarm go off or some shit like that. We ain't even got cameras like that.
I'm not sure where we're going with this.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
It's like you're starting a joke.
I'm just saying. J-Man, you got cameras all around your shit like that?
I don't live in a black community, so what are you talking about?
Oh, same thing. So you got cameras. Now your door's open, nigga. You ain't lock your door. French, I ain't even gonna ask you because you...
What community you live in, Smoove?
I'm in a black... I'm in a mixed community with Hispanic and slant out people.
Pure breeds?
Hey, don't get nobody Mexican. Shot, nigga.
We also learned, too, Mexicans, they are pure breed.
Oh!
So there's a difference between pure breed and Mexican.
You don't know, nigga. You don't even know
California
what you fucked.
Mexican.
Huh? You don't even know what you fucked.
She was a pure breed Mexican.
You don't know.
I'm telling you, that bitch was like...
Did she speak English?
She like a Coca-Cola with cane sugar.
That doesn't matter because she speaks English.
Bottle. Like, if you get
how
hit with that
fuck
shit.
How did you fuck her? She speak English.
Well, I was just like, you know, when I was just talking, I just speak a little bit.
¿Cuántos años?
And then I'd be like, having the other little Mexican motherfucker speak for me. But long enough to get her phone number and say, call me and she
so kept my shit. So was the translator there when you fucked her?
No.
They worked in a store.
So I'm saying Hispanic when you guys. Finally got the one.
No.
Fake news.
No. I did fuck that man.
She spoke English, nigga. Stop it.
I don't believe you fucked the Mexican.
Minimum. I fucked the, I'm telling you, pure bread.
Did you
sponge body.
You ate it out?
No.
Did she eat it out?
She did suck dick.
But what I realized too, hey, you shouldn't take an edible.
Okay.
Before like sleepy time. Like to... You might like his girl was talking about that make me go to sleep. I don't know if that's the right thing. That's what happened to what's this nigga, the Dion Waiters, when that nigga woke up on the plane and he was tripping on. Everybody's like, oh, he had a fucking panic attack. I woke up the other night after eating an edible, and it was just one, right? Some weird shit happened. I thought I had a conversation with my oldest daughter,
right?
And I was like yelling, and everybody could hear me, and A-Love heard me. And then I was laying there and I thought I was still up, right? I never went back to sleep. And then I was like, open my door, right? You know, and she was yelling. I said, I can't hear you. Open the door. And then I didn't hear her anymore. And then I looked over at A-Love and she's knocked the fuck out. And I'm like, did that just happen?
Within a 3-second period, you were yelling at someone. Yeah. And then you were talking, and A-Love was awake.
Yeah.
And you looked back at the door.
And the door was still closed.
And then you looked back at A-Love, she was
knocked the fuck out, right? So then I got up and I was like, well, why didn't she? I'm like, well, where's she at then? What does she do to fucking, you
who
know what I mean?
Your daughter?
My daughter. I'm like, why is she didn't open the door? Maybe she's in the bathroom or something, right? So I get up. Whole house is black. It ain't nobody up. Her door is shut still. And I'm listening like, is she in there? And I'm like, I went and almost grabbed my pistol like, who the fuck is in here? Because I was just talking to somebody. Who the fuck is in here, right?
But it looked like your daughter?
I didn't, the door was closed. So it was on the other side of the door.
She was talking to you through the door?
Right. And my door wasn't even all the way, it's not like it was shut. It was just cracked a little bit.
And A-Love was awake?
When I was yelling, I woke everybody up, right? So I'm like, hey, yo. And A-Love says, oh, she's something, right? Like, she's going to the bathroom or something. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Let that shit happen. And I sat there for a minute and then the door never opened. And I was like, why the fuck the door didn't open?
Why do y'all take drugs again? I don't get why you'd want to experience that.
I wasn't fishing for that.
That sounds fucking terrifying to
me. I wasn't fishing for that.
That don't sound terrifying to you, French Resident?
But then at the same time, the same thing happened. The same thing happened to my my nephew was on a fucking plane, took some shit, fell asleep, woke up tripping.
Uh-huh.
I don't think you don't want to go to sleep on that
but
shit.
But I always go to sleep when I take an edible.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, bro, I don't know then, man.
You're not asleep right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about like a brownie or like
a what?
A brownie.
Yeah, I just figured, yeah, I'm gonna have to stay up and let that shit wear off because that was.
I go to sleep every time.
It's been the best sleep too.
Yeah, it is. That's fucking amazing sleep, man.
I needed to take more then. So, because I don't wake up.
I'm
in the middle of that
and
shit.
My dog gonna be talking to me and shit. And I'm like, what? What'd you say? Like, you're a great owner. You really take care of me. Great.
Bro, when I was on the shrooms, this is another thing.
Oh, God.
He talked about emotional, right? Like, this shit made me emotional than a motherfucker.
Yeah. Start crying?
I almost did, bro. And you know why?
Why?
Because I saw a caterpillar in the street getting eaten by ants. And I was like, that's fucked up.
Like, how could you not care about these caterpillars?
Like, damn, nigga. That shit, you just was just trying to live your life.
That shit is annoying, nigga. That shit is so annoying because people do that. They start acting like they're the best human beings in the world because they care about the caterpillars. Get the entire fuck out of here, my nigga.
I just felt that nigga's pain, man. This nigga was just trying to do his slow crawling ass somewhere and it didn't work. He died and these ants was like, I got him.
So everybody should stop what they're doing in their livelihood because we got to take care of these fucking caterpillars.
No, I don't give a fuck about them now, nigga. That was a fucking mushroom effect thing. Nigga. You know what I mean? I didn't feel that way. And after I saw him get eaten, I stood up and my eyes was watering. And she's like, what the fuck's wrong with you? I was like, I don't know, man. I'm like, that shit was sad, though.
Did you answer why people take drugs? That shit sounds terrifying to me. Here are the two experiences you just gave me. One was you fucking had a Inception movie experience where everybody in the house was awake.
Kinda
you
dope.
Look back and look back again. Everybody's fucking asleep.
Kinda
the
dope.
House is, that's not dope.
That's kind of dope.
That's fucking terrifying.
I did almost grab my pistol.
That's
nigga.
A horror movie, my nigga.
I almost did like walk down the road. Cause I was like,
I wouldn't have been. What'd you do afterwards? After you realized it was, what did you do?
I just opened the door.
No, after you lay back down.
I just lay back down and went back to sleep, nigga.
I'm not going back to sleep, nigga. I'm turning the lights on.
Check shit out.
I did have a pistol.
No, nigga, we're up. A-Love like, what do you mean we? No, we're up now, A-Love. We're up. For the rest of, you know, till this shit wears off. That sounds fucking terrifying. And then the other experience you had was you were caring about the caterpillars.
Why is that a bad thing?
No, because, nigga, now you all crying and shit like life is not good.
You need to get in touch with your fucking sensitive side.
That's not real, though. You don't give a fuck about caterpillars.
I don't.
Exactly.
But you know what? I don't. Death, I think. You know, and it's weird because I wanted to have a fucking death IG type shit where I just take pictures of dead shit.
Like, that's what you wanted to start?
Yeah, like just have like roadkill shit. Like all the shit that I see on the road dead where it's a fucking just pull over. I just don't have time or the fucking.
I don't think IG would let you have that.
Why not? It's just roadkill.
Roadkill sympathy.
I think they will.
Right. It's just roadkill. I'm not killing these motherfuckers and putting them up there. If you got hit.
I don't see a reason to take drugs. This is even more evidence to not take drugs. French Reggie can't speak when he gets too high. You're having visions like this. It's just, there's no reason.
What's Smooth doing?
Sleeping in a motherfucker.
DJ Smooth faking high.
Faking high.
We'll catch y'all next week.